You can turn with me to Numbers chapter 12. I just read a story about a bush pilot in Alaska. This is supposed to be true. This guy flew in to pick up these two hunters, and he got there, and it was two hunters, and they had both shot a moose. So it was two hunters and two moose. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't do two hunters and two moose in one trip. I have to do it in two trips. And the hunter said, well, now, come on. You're a chicken. We were here last year, and we shot two moose, and pilot landed, and we loaded everything up. And you can do it. You're just afraid. Well, I'm thinking if he'd have been truly a humble pilot, he'd have said, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I know some guys could do it, but I don't think I can, so we're going to have to make two trips. Well, he didn't say that. This bit into his pride a bit, that they were saying the other pilot could do it. Come on, what's the matter with you? You're just afraid. So against his better judgment, they loaded two moose and two hunters, and they got in there, and they started across a lake. And I guess he had that throttle just smashed into the floor as hard as he could. Lifted off the lake, smashed into the treetops, flipped the plane over several times. And amazingly, none of them were killed. Three of them all survived. They were a little bit dazed, and as the kind of landed there in the bushes, and the pilot started coming to, and he said, what's going on? Where are we at? And one of the hunters looked out the window, and he said, well, we're about 300 feet further than last year. I could relate to that guy this Friday morning. I could relate to that pilot a lot. I was on a job, and I outlined to the customer what I was kind of planning to do. And he said, well, your coworkers would do that and this and this and this and this. And I thought, all right, okay, I'll do your job too if that's what it takes. And I remember thinking, and when we're done, I'm going to kind of gloat. And I did my job and most of his, and everything went well. And right at the end, just when we were done, the pump broke down, and I completely lost my opportunity to gloat. And after thinking about that for a while, you know, I was like that pilot, me and the pilot, we got humiliated because we'd sort of left our pride dictate what we were going to do. And you would think that being humiliated would produce humility. Well, doesn't that make sense? Surely it would. I think sometimes it does. I don't know about the pilot. Friday it didn't. I was aggravated. I wasn't humiliated. I was humiliated. I didn't become humbled. Not truly. I had to think about that a bit. Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they ask? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. And once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out of the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. Then both of them stepped forward, and he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. I'll stop there. The rest of the story is that Miriam has, when the cloud is lifted, Miriam has leprosy, and Aaron and Moses plead on Miriam's behalf, and she is cured of that leprosy. I'm challenged with verse 3. Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else in the face of the earth. That tells me that it doesn't take It doesn't take a lowness of position, or it doesn't need to be getting humiliated to become humble. Moses had every reason. He had every reason to not be humble. He was successfully leading the most powerful becoming nation, or whatever you want to call the children of Israel, on the face of the earth. He had a relationship with God that nobody, I think from these verses we could say that he had a relationship with God that nobody's had before or since. God spoke to him almost face to face. And yet it says, somehow, with all that power and that position with the Lord, Moses wasn't lifted up in pride, but he was indeed the most humble man on the face of the earth. I don't know where he found that. I don't know where he found that humbleness. I don't know if that humbleness started when he threw his rod down and the Egyptian magicians threw theirs down and they also became snakes. If it was in all that process that Moses understood how to be a humble person. He didn't have an experience like Nebuchadnezzar. We could have looked at Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a man that was not humble. He was lifted up in pride. And you know the story of Nebuchadnezzar and how God through a dream said, you're going to be driven away and become as a wild animal. That'd be a good passage for you to look at sometime. We won't take the time just now, but it says at the end of those 7 years that Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his eyes to heaven. It doesn't say this in this many words, but I believe it easily could say, in a most humble spirit, the most humble spirit that you could ever find, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he praised the Most High God. And he said, you alone are a sovereign God. You give and you take away. You're in control, not Nebuchadnezzar. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for another opportunity to gather in your presence. And we would pray this morning that as we look into the Sunday school lesson, that being in your presence would cause us to be truly humble, not humble in a fake kind of a way or not in a humiliated kind of way, but in a way that brings praise and honor to you. And we ask your blessing on our service. In Jesus' name, amen.